Bright packages hold holiday surprises for children, but sometimes, inadvertently, the toys inside may not be safe for little tots. Coy Ellis is a nurse and injury prevention educator, joining me with some timely reminders to help keep the holidays safer for the little ones. The Safe and Sound program with Children's Hospital at Erlanger is designed to help new and experienced parents try to understand what is best and safe for their children.
I've spent the last decade working in the children's emergency department taking care of injuries. Now, this position allows me to go out into the community in our region and do some injury prevention.
The holidays are a very important time for families, especially families with very small children. But it can also be a really tragic time if they're not very careful in the choice of the gifts you give to a small child.
One of the most common injuries that we see during the holidays, especially around this time, is the ages of 5 and under with choking hazards. Small objects, balls especially, things are not normally around the house. For instance, the smaller batteries pose a real ingestion problem, along with magnets that are not normally laying around. Most parents are aware of these things already, but during the holidays our routine changes. We don't normally have our children up early in the morning throwing things around the house and boxes laying everywhere and things not being watched, so we're out of our routine. What we would like to do is just remind parents to be more aware of those things during the holidays and be aware that those things pose that risk for the smaller children. Just to be extra vigilant during this time. Most of Santa's helpers have been up in the early morning hours helping Santa put the things together, so they're not quite on top of their routine either.
And small children put everything in their mouth. That's part of their learning process.
That's exactly right. Anything that can fit in the mouth will go in the mouth at one time or the other. Parents know that. Caregivers know that. And that's a very preventable thing that we normally pay attention to during the day, but out of our routine of things laying around on the floor that we don't normally have there. And normally those batteries are in an object already and not ready to be put in. Magnets are not normally laying around, things like that.
Do you have issues with decorations?
Absolutely. Especially anything that can pose a strangulation hazard. Anything that has a string base to it, anything that can be wrapped around a child's neck inadvertently when they're playing or running around, things of that nature. And also, a lot of ingestions related to Christmas ornaments, even though most of them are not glass anymore, they still pose a risk if they're stepped on and broken and they're laying in the floor to a small child that looks like something inviting to put into their mouth.
I know there are occasions when a favorite aunt or an uncle may go out shopping to try to find the perfect gift for their brand new baby niece or nephew, and they end up giving them something that could actually hurt them.
We run into that age of 5 and under where they're given things that are not age appropriate, not with any malintent, but things that can be swallowed. One of the things that in the years of working in the emergency room we've came to have is the Barbie slipper extraction method. You know, the little small accessories with toys like that wind up in ears, noses, mouths. And when we're talking about aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, it's not something that they're intending to have harm the child, but it's our direct caregiver parent's responsibility to make sure and help them pay attention to those things.
It is so tempting, though, to buy that little dollhouse with 1,000 little pieces.
Absolutely. They're all wonderful and inviting. The Consumer Product Safety Commission website has recommendations for age-appropriate children. And a lot of times, the toys and accessories are bought for the age-appropriate child. However, we all know little brother and little sister doesn't leave big brother and big sister stuff alone. So we also have to be mindful during that time that even though it's intended for the age-appropriate child, if it's left out on Christmas morning or the next days to follow, that the little brother and little sister will probably want to mess with big brother and big sister stuff.
If you do have an emergency with your child, call 911 or take them to the emergency room right away. If it's a choking hazard, don't wait.
Anytime that you suspect a child has ingested anything that's impairing their ability to swallow or breathe, which involves coughing, drooling, immediately call 911. If you suspect and just are not sure, always bring them to the Children's Emergency Department at Erlanger. We're always there, even on Christmas morning. The doctors and nurses, my Erlanger family, whether it be Children's Hospital at Erlanger or Erlanger itself, the doors are always open. We're always ready.
Almost all packaging on children's toys has an age, but some of the stuffed animals don't, and there may be buttons or bits attached to those that can be a choking hazard.
Very good point. And that is a very common thing that we see also is things that can be pulled off a stuffed animal will be pulled off too. A lot of diligence to pay attention to during the holidays doesn't take away from the fun and the enjoyment of it, but just a reminder to be more aware of those things.
Now, when it comes to that holiday meal, sometimes you're going to have foods you don't normally have. And is it really a good idea to have your little one taste everything?
Not everything. Depending on how it's made and who made it, some of those things are not age appropriate also, especially if you have smaller children and you have holiday treats that are hard in nature that you wouldn't think of as being hard candy. It wouldn't be normally something that you would have in your day-to-day routine. Pay extra attention to that if they have whole-size nuts. Those also pose a choking hazard to children. You normally wouldn't do that, but since it's the holidays, we kind of loosen our restrictions a little bit, but we still need to be mindful and aware of those things.
Ellis added a reminder to purchase safety equipment along with toys that may require it, like bicycle helmets when you gift someone a bike. Take a moment to think safety before you give something to a small child and keep your holiday memories bright. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.